is Denny Elliott and Dean Ritz for Ethically Speaking.
The worldwide interest in our election says something that all Americans need to know. People in much of the world care about what our nation does, not necessarily because they care about America, but rather because what America does has big consequences for them.
A recent BBC radio broadcast featured interviews with average Americans, whatever that means. Anyway, the interview asked a man if he cared about what the rest of the world thought about the election, and he said no. When asked why, he responded, "I live here, they live there." In other words, out of sight, out of mind.
But ethics demands consideration of the effects of our actions. It gets tricky when you try to figure out how far along you should go in your considerations. Should you only be concerned with the impact upon yourself, your family, your country, and not the rest of the world, just humans and not any other animal?
Some public policy disputes revolve around conflicts over who or what matters. For example, there's the ongoing dispute of jobs versus the environment, as though we have to choose between saving jobs or preserving the environment. The argument there is, who matters, just people or the ecosystem too?
And this brings us back to that average American stating that he's not concerned with the opinions of non-Americans. Ethically speaking, the extent to which our choices impact non-Americans is the extent to which we have an ethical duty to hear them out. For example, if our choice of president has an impact on peasants in Colombia, and it most certainly does, then we should care about their opinions. To billions of people in the world, our election belongs to them, too.
Share your thoughts at our website, ethicallyspeaking.org. This program is co-produced by the University of Montana and the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, with support from the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California. I'm Denny Elliott.
And I'm Dean Ritz. Music by Eric Hutchins.